Welcome to Behind the Bite, where we delve deep into the real life struggles and triumphs surrounding food, body, and weight. I'm Dr. Christina Castanini, a psychologist and certified eating disorder specialist, bringing you a unique blend of personal experience as a recovered individual with over 25 years of professional expertise. In each episode, we'll share the courageous journeys of individuals who have faced these challenges firsthand, alongside insights from dedicated professionals in the field. Whether you're seeking healing, inspiration, or simply a deeper understanding, this podcast is here to empower you on your own path to a better life. Join us as we explore stories of resilience, discuss the latest insights, and strive to foster a community of support and growth. Together, we can break down barriers, challenge stigma, and pave the way towards healing and living authentically.
Well, welcome back, everybody. So today it's just me. Look, I usually have a guest, but every now and then I like to just turn on the mic when I start seeing or hearing things, as I unfortunately so often do. They really get to me. And you know what? There are things right now that really are getting to me, and I can only imagine that they might be getting to you out there too. So if you're listening to this, what's today's topic? It's a really big one. It's a timely one. Things, like I said, they're getting to me. We're heading into summer. And, you know, while some of you are counting down to beach days and barbecues, I know a lot of you out there are feeling something very different, maybe anxiety, pressure, and fear about your body. And I often hear my patients referring to it as warm weather clothing time. And this is not said in a good way. The fears of tank top, swimsuit, shorts, and other clothing that shows more skin, it really can bring up all sorts of things for people. Those feel uncomfortable for a lot of reasons, especially when you're struggling with body image issues. But hey, let's face it, when it's 90 to 100 degrees outside, wearing long sleeve sweatshirts and yoga pants are uncomfortable for an entirely different reason. Look, I know it's a struggle. There are people I work with who literally have not worn a short sleeve shirt or shorts in years. They would much rather suffer in the heat than wear clothing that would make them feel physically much, much cooler and better. And that's a different kind of suffering. So look, today we're talking about the seasonal shift and why the journey from spring to summer is so uniquely triggering for people who are struggling with food and body image. But we're also going to shift into something, like I said, that's timely and a little different. Those things that are getting to me on the internet, they're relevant to what's going on right now. And I'm going to dig into what I see trending out there right now, like TikTok filters that distort our faces, prescription weight loss drugs in the news. I know I've said a lot of things about that on the podcast when I've had my guests. But look, social media is shaping the way we see ourselves. And I think I just want to talk about these things for a minute. And I'm going to connect all of that with what I've covered in past episodes, from the emotional landmine of clothing sizes to the fine line between disordered eating and eating disorders. So, hey, grab a comfy seat or take me in along on your walk and just let's talk. So let's start here. We're in that annual window where the pressure ramps up. So, you know, the messages, and just to name a few, right before I hit record, I saw just three titles, articles, just like I said, a few minutes ago. One was "Summer's Coming, Get Beach Body Ready." The other one was "Lose 10 pounds before June." And the other one was "Glow Up in 30 days. Look, this seasonal motivation might look all innocent and even inspiring for some people, but here's what it really is. It's a socially accepted way to disguise body shame and disordered eating as self-improvement. And when you're in recovery or even just trying to have a better relationship with your body, that kind of message can be incredibly triggering and destabilizing. So, quick story. If you've listened to my earlier episodes, you might remember one from way, way back. We're talking episode 4. If you haven't listened to that, you can go back and listen. It's called "You're More Than a Number." And in that one, I shared how I ordered 3 pairs of shorts, same brand, same size. One was black, one was gray, one was white, same brand, again, same size. One fit perfectly great. The other one was too big and the other one was too small. Totally blew my mind. Like, And I remember talking on that episode about that experience and remember saying, like, the old me, when I was in my eating disorder and body image struggle days, that would have ruined my entire day. Honestly, it probably would have ruined my week. And back then, it was because if I didn't fit into a certain size, that meant I was a failure. And of course, I would have focused on the one size that was too small. I would have spiraled into restriction and overexercising, guilt and self-criticism, all because either the number on the clothing tag or the one that didn't fit. But that day, I just returned the two pairs that didn't fit and I moved on. Because now I'm, like I said, I'm past all this and I know better. And I know sizes are not standardized too. Look, there's this thing called vanity sizing. And I know I've talked about that on here too. But brands manipulate sizes so we feel better or worse depending on where we shop. And yet, I know those numbers define for many of us how we feel about ourselves. Does this sound familiar to anybody? Like that number really, really means something. And that obsession with numbers, it extends way beyond the dressing room. I talked in episode 24, I talked about the difference between disordered eating and a full-blown eating disorder. Again, episode way back then, but I can't believe that was so long ago. It seems like yesterday, but one of the biggest indicators in the mental health space, food and body image, is that these numbers take up so much space in your life, so much mental space. So if you say weigh yourself and that number affects your entire day, your mood, your food choices, how much you think you're allowed to eat or move, that's really a sign. And a lot of people live with disordered eating without even realizing it because diet culture has normalized it. So I mean by that, things like skipping meals to earn food or earn a treat or exercising to burn off what you eat. Maybe you're avoiding social plans if there's food involved or eating the exact same safe meals every single day. Things like this, those are really big signs of disordered eating. And sometimes our society, if you read things media, those things are deemed as quote unquote healthy or normal. But if your life is revolving around those things, those are more signs of disordered eating. Like, are any of you out there like constantly thinking about your weight, your food, your appearance? How much of your day spent consumed thinking about that? If any of these things sound familiar, I want you to just sit back, take a deep breath. Know you're not alone. You're not broken. And this is exactly why I'm having this conversation. I know I've said things like this on this podcast before, but maybe this is the first time you're listening, or maybe it's the 10th time you've heard it, but today it clicks. I don't know. Sometimes that happens. Today, something clicks that's different. And I think that happens sometimes. You can hear the same thing 100 times, but it's like the 100th time you hear it, something clicks. So that's why sometimes I say things, every 10th, 50th episode, whatever it is, in hope that, if it just sparks something in you today, that that helps. So, kind of switching gears a little bit, I want to talk about what I've seen that is disturbing me on social media today. Some of these cultural hot topics are, I think, making things even harder for people in recovery. So, first up, I don't like TikTok very much for several reasons, but I didn't know a lot of you out there do. But what is with this quote unquote chubby filter? This one infuriates me. For those of you who haven't seen it, it digitally distorts your face to make it rounder and fuller. And I think it's used as a joke and a scare tactic and something people post. I've seen the comments like, oh my God, if I look like this, I'd die. And let's be clear, that's not funny. It's fat phobic. And it reinforces this dangerous idea that larger bodies are shameful and something to avoid at all costs. And the message is really bad. And I just think that's really toxic and triggering. So I just wanted to bring it up. It really irritates me. I was shocked when I saw it. So I just wanted to bring it up. I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. Write a DM, write comments on the episode notes. I'd love to hear what you guys think. And okay, I know I get on my soapbox about this and I've talked about this on other podcasts, so excuse me for bringing it up again, but Ozempic, the semaglutides, These are not weight loss medications, but somehow they got called that. Okay, so they're all over the place right now. There are news stories, there's celebrity interviews, they're everywhere. They were developed for diabetes, okay? Not weight loss, but here's many things concern me about them, but some people who are using these medications have underlying eating disorders or histories of eating disorders, and that is very concerning. And instead of treating the cause, we're now prescribing something that amplifies restriction. We're seeing people as young as, teenagers using these medications. They're joining quote unquote diet clubs at schools and sneaking injections or buying them online. And look, this is not empowerment. This is really dangerous. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, we have teenagers and they're restricting right when their bodies are supposed to be developing and, they're growing, they're restricting, they're lacking nutrition. And that's really scary to me. So what do we do with all this? Because I know that even if and I know the culture is all messed up, even if you know that the number on the scale or your genes, it's meaningless, it's still really hard. Especially right now, like I said, as summer's approaching. So I want to just talk about how to take care of yourself, not just physically, but mentally and emotionally. So I just have some strategies, just a couple here. I hope you can carry with you into this season. So, I mean, I have many more, but just a few. Look, I've said it again before, but it can't be said enough. Like, curate your social media feed like your mental health depends on it, because actually it does. Okay. How many hours are you spending online? It's a lot, probably more than you realize. So I really want you to look at this thing called the algorithm, right? Like what you look at, you get more of. And so that becomes your worldview. So unfollow accounts that make you feel worse about yourself, mute the ones pushing weight loss. Fill your feed with real people in real bodies. That includes creators who talk about recovery, eating without guilt, rules or restriction, and just positive messages encouraging like self-compassion, or maybe don't even have anything about food, just another topic, right? Do you have other hobbies or other things that are inspiring to you? Maybe start like putting those words in and seeing if you can get those curated into your feed. I think that would be helpful. It's really amazing to me that based on what people's interests are, that's what they're getting fed. So like, people who are, new moms are getting, their algorithms about like baby stuff, and people who are really into finance and stocks and bonds are getting, their feed looks completely different. They're getting stuff about finance and banking and, anyway, the more you read, the more you're going to get more of that topic. So, just maybe seek other things that you're interested in and change your algorithm. Because if you keep getting diet stuff, you're going to think that's just the norm and that's normal. And it's just going to, feed into all of the diet mentality that's out there, and make it much more harder for you to, get over the struggles. Another thing I want to talk about is movement. I know the word exercise. I like to say movement. Look, your body's not a problem to fix. And the purpose of exercise, or like I said, movement, is not to lose weight or to compensate for what you just ate. It's also not done to earn your food. So I just like to say, try to move in whatever way your body is capable of, in ways that feel good to you. Because look, every body is different, and it's not a competition out there either. So just because, you're in yoga and one person can do the splits or another person can run a 6-minute mile and you can't, doesn't mean that something's wrong with you or you have to. Look, your body, it's amazing just the way it is. And I think we do ourselves such a disservice when we focus so much time, effort, and energy on what our bodies can't do, or, we don't spend more time appreciating our bodies for what they are and what they allow us to do. I don't know about you, but I always get the most gratitude and most grateful for my body and all that it enables me to do in this world when I am sick or hurt. It is such an in-my-face reminder of all that my body allows me to do and enjoy in this world. So I'll give an example. Both times when I broke my foot, I could not walk for weeks. And I just remember being so happy and so grateful, like when I finally was able to wear shoes on both feet and I could do things like go upstairs, or I could cross the street, or I could drive, because those things were like I couldn't do them. And I just remember feeling so free and so elated, and it was just like joy. And I don't take that for granted now, even like crossing the street and knowing like I could make it across when like the crosswalk sign is done is just, I still have that in my head. Like, oh, this is great. I can actually do this. So, and it's the same thing. Like when I have a sore throat, it's like, oh, it's so painful. And like all I can think about is I can't wait until this pain is gone. So, you know, just taking the time to just say, oh, I'm really grateful that my body allows me to do these things. I think it's important, because we do, when you have body image issues, you spend so much time focusing on, oh, this isn't right, or I wish this was different, or I'd be happy if like I didn't have this. But maybe just right now, even like take a minute and say, gosh, what are you grateful that your body does allow you to do in this world? Because there's a lot. And another strategy is, you know what, if you're out there struggling, you're not weak if you ask for help. It's not a weakness. You know, I say this in almost every episode, but it really bears repeating. You don't have to do this alone. That's one of the reasons I started the podcast. I didn't want people to feel like they're alone, or that what they're thinking or feeling or going through is unique to you. If food and body thoughts are taking over your life, reach out to someone, a friend, a therapist, you know, especially a therapist who specializes or treats eating disorders. You need someone who can walk with you as you find your way back to yourself. And I just think that's so important, because this, you know, I always say you're as sick as your secret. So if you're able to confide in somebody and really open up and get that support, it makes the world of difference. So again, I just really, really want to strongly advocate for that. I know it's scary, eating disorders and the things you're thinking and doing, they're, you know, they can feel really shameful, or they can, you can feel like, oh my gosh, I would never admit that to somebody, that's humiliating. But it's amazing that there's like this big relief when you finally start talking about it. So, okay, I want to wrap up, but as we move into summer, I want you to remember some things. Look, you are more than a number. You're more than a size, more than what you ate today, and way more than what someone else thinks about your body. And I want to say something about that. I know a lot of people out there mind read and have all these ideas like, when you walk in a room, like, I know what people are thinking. You don't. Nobody is a mind reader. Those are your own fears and thoughts that you're projecting onto other people. And to be honest, people are not spending the time thinking about what you look like. Believe me, it's just your own fears and thoughts. And again, it's not having that self-compassion for yourself. So anyway, I just wanted to bring all this up today, because you're a whole person. You have a story, a heart, and a life that deserves to be lived fully, not minimized to fit into a pair of shorts or a toxic cultural ideal. So anyway, I want to thank you for listening. Thank you so much for being with me here today, or if you've been a listener for a long time, I really appreciate you. And if this episode resonated with you, or you think of someone else who might need to hear it, please share it. Leave a review, subscribe, and come say hi. My Instagram, Behind the Bite Podcast. And also remember, I do have a 9-week email course. You know, I mentioned that on every podcast, but I do have that out there for everybody. So it was fun finally having a solo show with you guys. Until next time, be kind to yourselves. And remember, you don't have to change your body to enjoy your summer. Just show up as you are. I always like to hear comments, and I do always base show topics on what you guys write me in DMs and comments, so please keep those coming. All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you so much for listening today. Behind the Bite podcast is created by me, Dr. Christina Castanini, as part of the Los Angeles Tribune Podcast Network and produced by the Tweaky Tales. I love hearing from my listeners. So if you like the show, please like, rate, and subscribe to it on whatever platform you're on. And for anyone who wants to understand their relationship with food better, or who might be wondering if they have an eating disorder, I have a free 9-week e-course at my website. Just go to www.behindthebitepodcast.com to get your free e-course today. Please note, this podcast is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information in regard to the subject matter covered. It is given with the understanding that neither host, the publisher, or the guests are rendering legal, clinical, or other professional information. If you want or need a professional, you should find one to work with who can address your individual needs and situation. Thank you.